2, Henry Mancini, please. Good evening. It's Sunday night, and that means from high above beautiful Lake Osceola in downtown Jefferson Valley, New York, the John Mack Radio Show is on the air. This is John McMullen, John Mack to some, welcome you to the 208th episode of the weekly John Mack Radio Show. The links to recordings of the previous 207 shows may be found at www.johnmack13.com under the radio show tab. And John Mack is J-O-H-N-M-A-C. That's johnmack13.com. In addition to the previous radio shows, you'll also find links to my online daily newspaper at my web home. The newspaper is a curation of news articles from around the country and the world, articles relating to politics, sports, books, the environment, arts, entertainment, the opinion, and technology. Try it and subscribe. Only one email per day. Once again, that's www.johnmack13.com. Before proceeding, two related announcements. As regular listeners to this show are aware, one of the regular contributors is my longtime friend John Charles Chick Donahue, co-author of The Greatest Beer Run Ever. Chick will appear at the benefit for a mutual grammar school, Good Shepherd, in the English section of Upper Manhattan on Tuesday evening, October 17th at 6:15 p.m. A $25 donation will go completely to Good Shepherd School. We'll provide attendees with admission, an autographed copy of the book, The Light Hors d'oeuvres, in the old May book that would have been called Hors d'oeuvres, and the one drink ticket. A cash bar will also be available, courtesy of the Good Shepherd Men's Club, after Chick's presentation. Good Shepherd School is at 620 Eisen Street, one block north of West 27th Street, and is located between Seaman Avenue, where the main entrance in with Park is, and Cooper Street. Perpendicular parking will be available in front of the school. Coincidentally, Steve McFadden, owner of McFadden Saloon, and the person to most properly introduce Chick to his co-author Joanna Malloy, passed away the last week at the age of 75. His funeral will be this Saturday, October 14th, at 1 p.m. at St. Malachy's on West 49th Street. I'll be at both events, which are both celebrations, one of a life well-lived, then one of a terrific book that I hope to see many of you at each. So I hope you'll join us not only tonight, but every week at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on Sunday evenings, live or as most do, to listen later. It was originally scheduled that Paul Moses, the author of An Unlikely Union, the love-hate story of the New York's Irish and Italians, would be my guest tonight. Paul, something has come up, and he won't be here, so I'm going to have the mystery guest who would have been on next week join us this evening. Alexa, good evening.
A good evening to you, too.
Alexa, who are you?
I'm Alexa, and I'm designed around your voice. You can ask me to play music, answer questions, get the weather and sports scores, create to-do lists, and much more.
Alexa, how old are you?
I'm 2 in human years, 14 in dog years, and 25 in cat years. I think AI years are marked by nanoseconds, so that makes me like a skrillion.
Obviously, to all by now, the Lexa is an artificial intelligence that's developed by Amazon and is put out to respond to many different types of requests and of questions and of various things. We have various iterations of the Echo all over the house. There's one Echo which is a cylinder type thing that's tall, and there's also things the size of hockey pucks that are in various rooms. You can own that's called the Dot. You can own either the Echo or the Dot or a mixture of both, or two of the new products which have just been announced, which I'll go into later. I wake up every morning and I begin to talk to Alexa. Alexa, weather.
In Jefferson Valley, it's 75 degrees with clear skies. Tonight, you can look for rainy weather with a low of 68 degrees.
Alexa, news.
Here's your flash briefing. In NPR News.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. Local and state officials in Mississippi are assessing the damage caused by Hurricane Nate and starting the cleanup process, especially on roads and the area's beach. Evelina Burnett of Mississippi Public Broadcasting has more.
Governor Phil Bryant says the storm caused some property damage in Mississippi, but fortunately, no loss of life. Still, he urged residents not to underestimate the hit Mississippi took from Nate, which was a Category 1 hurricane when it made landfall. He applauds the preparation of officials and residents.
I am extremely proud of the people who live here, who understand what this storm could have done, who paid attention as we called for them to leave, who listened to us as a curfew was put into place.
Curfews were lifted early this morning, though officials are still urging caution on the roads, especially from fallen tree limbs and power lines. For NPR News, I'm Evelina Burnett on the Mississippi Gulf Coast.
Meanwhile, Guatemala's disaster agency says the death toll is up and thousands more are affected as a result of the heavy rains and flooding caused by Tropical Storm Nate. Maria Martin has more from Guatemala.
Guatemala's disaster agency, CONRED, says this rainy season has left more than two dozen people dead. The latest casualty, a six-year-old girl crushed when the walls of her home collapsed in the village in the province of Zacapa. More than 300,000 Guatemalans have been left homeless or affected by the heavy downpours. Scores of bridges have been destroyed or damaged by rising torrential rivers. Several highways have been completely devastated, and many others blocked by mudslides. The disaster agency is warning of more landslides, especially in areas where ground saturation now measures nearly 97%. For NPR News, I'm Maria Martin in Guatemala.
Personal items abandoned in the massacre in Las Vegas last Sunday are slowly being returned to survivors of that mass shooting. NPR's Sarah McCammon has more from Las Vegas.
Police say they've transported seven truckloads of items, things like purses, cell phones, backpacks that were dropped, left behind in the rush to flee from the shooter on Sunday. They're beginning just the first phase of returning those items. They've been cataloging them, trying to find out if they have ID. Some have had to be cleaned, they say, but in stages, going through the site section by section, they're beginning to let people come back and get those items they may have left behind.
NPR Sarah McCammon. 22,000 people were attending the outdoor Route 91 Harvest Festival concert after music singer Jason Aldean had just started to perform when Stephen Paddock opened fire on the crowd. 58 people died in the massacre, and authorities continue to search for a motive, but officials say they believe he acted alone. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. In Spain, hundreds of thousands of people marched in Barcelona today protesting the Catalan government's push for secession. It was organized by pro-union groups a week after the Catalan government held a referendum on independence that Madrid calls illegal. Spain's prime minister says his government won't allow Catalonia, which represents a fifth of Spain's economy, to break away from the rest of the country. As U.S.-led coalition forces attack Raqqa, ISIS's so-called capital in Syria, many of the jihadists have fled southeast to a city that has become their last main stronghold. NPR's Ruth Sherlock reports their grip there is now also under threat. For almost 4 years, the population of al-Mayadeen has lived under the iron-fisted rule of ISIS. And as the jihadists flee Raqqa, many of its leaders have sought sanctuary here, U.S. officials say. Now, civilians there have to bear the onslaught as the Syrian regime and its allies attack to push the jihadists out. Russia has bombarded the city from the air, and this week, Syrian regime troops and allied militias reached the city's gates. The regime awarded Ali Taha, the commander who led the offensive, with medals, even as he vowed to fight on. A counterattack by ISIS is said to have slowed their advance, but their presence in the area threatens the jihadists' last main redoubt. Ruth Sherlock, NPR News, Beirut.
Gas prices dropped 7 cents in the past 2 weeks. The Lundberg survey says the average price of a gallon of regular gas now stands at $2.56 a gallon. I'm Janine Herbst, and you're listening to NPR News from Washington.
Support for it.
In weather, in Jefferson Valley, it's 75 degrees with clear skies. Tonight, you can look for rainy weather with a low of 68 degrees. That's all from your flash briefing.
At the end of the news, they redo the weather. So I normally start with the weather in the morning to set up what I'm going to do. And then after that, when I play the news, I get the weather again. But I also, if I'm not near a clock and there are clocks all over the house, I'll say, Alexa, time.
The time is 7:11 p.m.
Alexa, what did the Giants do today?
Earlier today, the Giants lost to the Chargers, 27-22. They'll play on October 15th at 8:30 p.m. away against the Broncos.
Alexa, what is the Giants' record?
The Giants are in fourth place in the NFC East at 0-5.
Boy, that's awful. I think I need some calming down or something. Alexa, play Peaceful Easy Feeling.
Playing Peaceful Easy Feeling from your library.
I like the way sparkling earrings play against your skin so bright. I want to sleep with you in the desert tonight, with a billion stars all around. 'Cause I got a peaceful, easy feeling, and I know you won't let me down. 'Cause I'm and I found out a long time ago what a woman can do to your soul. Oh, but she can't take you in. I got a peaceful, easy feeling, and I know you won't let me down, 'cause I'm already standing on the ground.
That's better. Now I feel somewhat better. By the way, the only thing that I do worse than spell when I'm online is type. So very often when things are underlined by word or others, and I'm not quite sure how to spell them, I just say, Alexa, how do you spell anti-disestablishmentarianism?
Anti-disestablishmentarianism is spelled A-N-T-I-D-I-S. E-S-T-A-B-L-I-S-H-M-E-N-T-A-R-I-A-N-I-S-M.
Anti-disestablishmentarianism is known to be the longest word in the English language. Obviously, I would have to ask her three or four times to keep up with her as I was typing that. For those who don't quite know what it is, Alexa, define anti-disestablishmentarianism.
Anti-disestablishmentarianism is a noun that describes opposition to the disestablishment of the Church of England.
Alexa, what's the square root of 325?
The square root of 325 is 18.02775637773.
So you can ask Alexa many questions. For instance, I was convinced years ago by a professor in a master's program at Marist College that it really, as the resident of New York, in most cases, it didn't matter who I voted for in the presidential election, because the Democrats were way ahead in New York and going to be carrying it. So I voted as a protest vote many times. People that you may never have heard of now, this was years ago. Alexa, who is Pete McCloskey? Alexa, who is Pete McCloskey?
Paul Norton Pete McCloskey Jr. is a former Republican politician from the U.S. state of California, who served in the U.S. House of Representatives from 1967 to 1983.
Alexa, who was Eldridge Cleaver?
Eldridge Cleaver, 1935 to 1998, the American activist.
And the last third-party person that I voted for, Alexa, who was H. Ross Perot? Alexa, who was H. Ross Perot?
Henry Ross Perot was an American business magnate and former politician.
Now, I'm not sure whether he's still with us. Let's see what Alexa knows. Alexa, is H. Ross Perot still alive?
Yes. As far as I know, Ross Perot is alive. He is 87 years old.
It's not limited to Americans. Alexa has a wide range of facts, many from Wikipedia, but some from other places. Alexa, who was Leon Trotsky?
Leon Trotsky was a Marxist revolutionary, theorist, and Soviet politician.
Before, when I played music and it was calming me down, there's two ways to do that. If you're a regular non-Amazon Prime user, you can upload your music library to Amazon and it will be available. If you are an Amazon Prime user, that's the free delivery and $99 per year option, you have the ability to get into their database. Then I've been able to try play people from all over the place just to see how extensive it is. Old singers, new singers, singers that you may never have heard of, and it's extremely comprehensive. Alexa, play a song by Russ Colombo.
Shuffling songs by Russ Colombo.
Now Russ Colombo will sing Kisses in the Dark.
Had so many sleepless nights, I have chosen my career.
Alexa, stop. You can stop things at any time. Russ Colombo was known in the 20s and the 30s. There's also some Western comedy stars that you've probably never heard of. Alexa, play the song by Homer and Jethro.
Shuffling songs by Homer and Jethro.
I believe we ought to sing, Homer.
Now?
How much is that hound dog in the winder? I do hope that flea bag's for sale. How much is that hound dog in the winder? The one with the long mangy tail. I'll give you 2 bits for that hound dog. The one with
Alexa,
the
stop. Alexa, stop. Alexa, play a song by Richard Pennyman.
Should I add a station for Little Richard to your iHeartRadio account?
That would be good, yes.
All right, I've added it.
Alexa, stop. Alexa, stop. That was from the station. That's it. If I want to hear a particular song by Little Richard. Alexa, play Long Tall Sally by Little Richard, please.
Long Tall Sally Remastered by Little Richard.
Go to tell Aunt Mary about Uncle John. He claimed he had the misery, but he having a lot of fun, oh baby.
Alexa, stop. We'll come back to music later. Just let's try some other things. Alexa, do you have a boyfriend?
I'm totally cool with being single. Besides, it's sort of hard finding someone who's kind, funny, artificially intelligent, and doesn't mind the cloud commute.
And some of the new devices that I mentioned, there's something called the Echo Show. There won't be the Echo Show is presently out. Let's find out about that. Alexa, what is the Echo Show? Alexa, what is the Echo Show?
The Echo Show pairs everything you love about me with a screen, I can show you Prime videos, music lyrics, photos, weather forecasts, and more. For more information, visit amazon.com/echoshow.
Alexa, reorder Dunkin' Donuts K-Cups original blend, please.
Based on John's order history, I found Dunkin' Donuts K-Cups you purchased 3 weeks ago. It's $36.65 total. Would you like to buy it?
Yes.
Okay, order placed, and will be delivered by Wednesday, October 11th.
Okay, so we're moving right along. Then I've had a bunch of different people on the radio show, and some of them, they're already up on Wikipedia or someplace else. Alexa, who is Josh Applebaum? Alexa, who is Josh Applebaum?
Josh Applebaum, the television writer and producer.
He did Alias, and he also did the recently things. He did Mission Impossible 4 and the Zoom on television. And I'll get into some of this of the schools that I went to. Alexa, tell me about Iona College.
Iona College is a congregation of Christian Brothers affiliated four-year college in New Rochelle, New York.
Alexa, tell me about Marist College.
Marist College is a private, coeducational liberal arts college located in the U.S. state of New York, within the Hudson River Valley in the town of Poughkeepsie.
I also have the president of Marist on during my radio show history. Let's see if she knows who that is. Alexa, who is Janice Murray?
Janice Murray, the actor, a star in Felix Melman.
Alexa, stop. Either I've said her wrong or she didn't understand it. Let's try it again. Alexa, who is Janice Murray?
Sorry, I don't know that one.
I'll try it once more. Alexa, who is Janice J. Murray?
Janice J. Murray was the president of Marist College.
Well, she got it. So sometimes you have to make sure that she understands you. Alexa, what did you learn today?
I learned many wonderful things.
I've been writing poetry, as many people know, and I've been reading a lot of poetry. Sometimes things get mixed up. Alexa, who wrote She Walks in Beauty?
I don't know that one.
Alexa, who wrote She Walks in Beauty?
She Walks in Beauty's author is Lord Byron.
Sometimes you have to get tough with her, I guess. I've already done some of the orders. I was thinking about old movies the other day, and there are some movies based on books that I read years ago. Alexa, who wrote Lost Horizon?
Lost Horizon's author is James Hilton.
Alexa, who was Richard Widmark?
Richard Widmark was an American film, stage and television actor and producer.
Alexa, what day of the week is October 27th on?
October 27th, 2017 will be a Friday.
So I know that my birthday will be on a Friday. Let's see what else we might want to ask her. All right, here are some of the other people that I've had on the radio show. Let's see how many she knows. Alexa, who is Paul Levinson?
Paul Levinson is an American writer and professor of communications and media studies at Fordham University in New York City.
Alexa, who is Sarah Paretsky?
Sarah Paretsky is an American author of detective fiction, best known for her novels focused on the female protagonist V.I. Warshawski.
Alexa, who is Lawrence Block?
Lawrence Block is an American crime writer best known for two long-running New York set series about the recovering alcoholic P.I. Matthew Scudder and the gentleman burglar Bernie Rodenbar.
Alexa, who is F. Paul Wilson?
Francis Paul Wilson is an American author, primarily in the science fiction and horror genres.
Alexa, who is David Brunel? Alexa, who is David Brunel?
David Hugh Brunel was a pioneer of the personal computing industry, who founded some of the most successful computer magazines, including PC Magazine, PC World, and Macworld.
Alexa, who is Otto Penzler? Alexa, who is Otto Penzler?
Otto Penzler is an editor of mystery fiction in the United States and proprietor of the Mysterious Bookshop in New York City, where he lives.
Alexa, who is Gail Buckley?
Gail Buckley is a journalist and author.
Well, she got all them right. But she did tell me that the Giants had a bad day today. So, Alexa, who are Archie Manning's sons?
Archie Manning's son is Peyton Manning.
Alexa, who will win the World Series?
I'm currently polishing my crystal ball and preparing for my next prediction, which will be Major League Baseball's World Series. Check back in October to hear who's going to take home the commissioner's trophy.
Alexa, what is your favorite sport?
My favorite sport is Quidditch. Harry Potter makes it look so fun.
Alexa, who is Bruce Wayne?
Bruce Wayne is a fictional millionaire and vigilante in Gotham City whose alter ego is Batman.
Alexa, who is the voice of Bugs Bunny?
Here's something I found on Wikipedia. The voice of Bugs Bunny and other characters are played by Mel Blanc, while the voice of Elmer Fudd is played by Arthur Q. Bryan.
Alexa, who is Jack Kirby?
Jack Kirby, born Jacob Kurtzberg, was an American comic book artist, writer, and editor widely regarded as one of the medium's major innovators and one of its most prolific and influential creators.
Boy, you're impressing me, Alexa. Alexa, play Take It to the Limit.
Take It to the Limit by Eagles.
Thank you.
You may remember that I asked her earlier in the show for the weather. Now, that's not just limited to where we are. It knows where I am, so it responds where I am. But if I was going on vacation, Alexa, what's the weather in Cape May, New Jersey?
In Cape May, New Jersey, it's 75 degrees with cloudy skies. Tonight's forecast calls for more of the same, with a low of 71 degrees.
Alexa, weather tomorrow, Cape May, New Jersey.
Tomorrow in Cape May, New Jersey, you'll see thunderstorms and can expect a high of 77 and a low of 68.
Or if I'm going on a long trip, Alexa, what's the weather in Melbourne, Australia?
Currently, in Melbourne, Australia, it's 61 degrees with partly sunny skies. Today, you can expect intermittent clouds with a high of 65 degrees and a low of 44 degrees.
Alexa, weather tomorrow in Melbourne, Australia?
Tomorrow in Melbourne, Australia, there will be lots of sun with a high of 69 and a low of 52.
I spent much of my professional career as a technologist, actually in the field as a consultant and as a writer. And in recent years, there has been a number of people that I've interviewed or I've written about. But let's see how much she knows about some of them. Alexa, who is Grace Murray Hopper?
Here's something I found on Wikipedia. Grace Brewster Murray Hopper was an American computer scientist and United States Navy Rear Admiral.
Alexa, who was John Draper?
John Thomas Draper, also known as Captain Crunch, Crunch or Crunchman, is an American computer programmer and former phone freak.
Alexa, who is John Perry Barlow?
John Perry Barlow is an American poet and essayist, a retired Wyoming cattle rancher, and a cyber libertarian political activist who has been associated with both the Democratic and Republican parties.
Barlow, who's been ill recently throughout the last year, Wolf and I, is also the co-founder of the Electronic Frontier Foundation. Alexa, who is Kevin Mitnick?
Kevin David Mitnick is an American computer security consultant, author, and hacker, best known for his high-profile 1995 arrest and later 5 years in prison for various computer and communications-related crimes.
Alexa, who was Steve Wozniak? Alexa, who was the Woz?
Sorry, it looks like I didn't hear you correctly. Please try again.
Alexa, who is Steve Wozniak?
Stephen Gary Steve Wozniak, also nicknamed the Woz, is an American inventor, electronics engineer, programmer, philanthropist, and technology entrepreneur who co-founded Apple Incorporated.
Very good. Now let's do some New York stuff. Alexa, who is the son of Sam?
David Richard Berkowitz, known also as the son of Sam and the .44 caliber killer, is an American serial killer who pled guilty to 8 separate shooting attacks that began in New York City during the summer of 1976.
Alexa, who is Derek Jeter?
Derek Sanderson Jeter is an American businessman and professional baseball executive who is the chief executive officer and part owner of the Miami Marlins of Major League Baseball.
Now, before I played the news, and it took me to Flash from NPR, and is that set up to regularly do this. But you can also have complete shows, and you can play them from various networks, from Fox, from ABC, from MSNBC, or Alexa, play NPR.
WNYC-FM from John's TuneIn. The city that we're more familiar with today.
And this is after Emancipation Proclamation.
Exactly.
So it's a political painting,
yes,
as well as a family one. It's an amazing thing. I I've never seen it other than reproduced. It's a beautiful picture.
Yeah, and now...
And you just happened upon it walking down the street.
I just happened upon it. I mean, it's a perfect New Orleans story, and it actually is a bed and breakfast now.
Perfect, and you could have had lollipop reduction on your
my Creole omelet.
Exactly. Doreen, thanks so much for coming by.
Thank you so much for having me.
Alexa, stop. So it cut into the current broadcast on NPR. Now, if there was the show that I watched on television, it is following now. And if the show's not on at the present time, it will take you to the last episode. Alexa, play Rachel Maddow.
Getting the latest episode of The Rachel Maddow Show. Here it is from TuneIn.
The Rachel Maddow Show, weeknights at 9 Eastern on MSNBC.
Today, the Labor Department released news that the number of jobs in the United States actually dropped last month. At the end of last month, there were 33,000 fewer jobs in the country than there had been when the month started. That is a very unusual thing. This is the first time in 7 years that the country has experienced a net job loss over the course of a month. And, you know, in terms of why this happened, clearly the phenomenal, terrible hurricane season we're having this year is the culprit. Hurricane Harvey hitting Houston, and then right away, Hurricane Irma hitting the U.S. Virgin Islands and Florida, and then right away, Hurricane Maria hitting the U.S. Virgin Islands again, and then just devastating Puerto Rico. I mean, this month has been like somebody opening a hell mouth in terms of these huge, deadly, record-setting storms, one after the other. And I have to tell you, we've got an exclusive update tonight, some exclusive footage we want to show you about what is going wrong right now with the federal response in Puerto Rico, even today. When you see this footage that we've got, it's just, frankly just mind-bending what still isn't being done in Puerto Rico.
Alexa, stop. We're not limited to present people. We're limited to anything that they can either find through Wikipedia or through other places. For instance, Alexa, who is John Stuart Mill?
John Stuart Mill was an English philosopher, political economist, and civil servant.
Alexa, who is Teilhard de Chardin?
I don't know that one.
I bet you do, Alexa. Alexa, who is Teilhard de Chardin?
Pierre Teilhard de Chardin, 1881 to 1955, the French paleontologist.
You can also tie things in together. Like if we go back to music, Alexa, who is Joni Mitchell?
Roberta Joni Mitchell. CC is a Canadian singer, songwriter, and painter.
Alexa, play a song by Joni Mitchell.
Shuffling Songs by Joni Mitchell.
Alexa, recommend the book for me.
I love the Harry Potter series. My favorite is Prisoner of Azkaban, but they all make me so happy I could fly. Want to come with me? Wingardium Leviosa.
Alexa, what should I do today?
Let's play a game. I have quiz games, and even choose your own adventure. Just ask. Play a game.
Alexa, recommend a game.
I'm not quite sure how to help you with that.
There's a jillion things that I could be asking her. Alexa, what's new?
Here's your flash briefing. In NPR News.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. Puerto Rico suffered another electricity setback early today. One of the power plants in the capital, San Juan, failed. And for some, Jolson says the outage...
Alexa, stop. So it brought me back to something that I did not get before. I'm not sure if I asked this one before. Alexa, when will the world end?
Unless it collides with a very large rock or a future technology goes very wrong indeed, Earth is most likely to be destroyed when the sun swells into a red giant in several billion years' time.
Alexa, thank you.
Absolutely.
So that's almost an hour from listening to Alexa. Perhaps next week I'll be able to get Paul Moses on. Until then, a bit of commercial information. My books are available at Amazon, and I blog at medium.com, and published the daily newspaper mentioned above. I was just passed a note from my producer. There was two more things I should have asked Alexa. Tomorrow I have things to do. I have to go to the cleaners. I have to...
You have nine to-dos. Here are the five most recent. Repair Waco. Rob is Robin Siegel. Radio show script. Creative disruption book. Chick book. Do you want to hear your last four to-dos?
Yes.
Prepare for WCC. Column for Gina. Call score. John Max News of the Day.
Alexa, what's on my shopping list?
You have 38 items on your shopping list. Here are the five most recent. Radio script. Invite Radio Gersts. Chock full of nuts K-cups. Dunkin' Donuts Doc Roast. Small olive oil. Would you like to hear the next five items?
Yes, please.
Small fiber. Plastic bags. Milk. Band-Aids. Joy. Would you like to hear the next five items?
No. So
you
can build the shopping list and a to-do list. Now, the important thing about that is that it all comes down not only to be able to talk to her, but when I go to the store, the shopping list is on my smartphone. Everything is controlled from an app on the smartphone. So I'm able to do that and to look at these things wherever I am. Now that I've done that, that my producer says, let me get back to where I was. My books are available at Amazon, and I blog at medium.com, and I publish the daily newspaper mentioned above. If you have any questions on either Alexa or on the show, there she goes, because I used her. She's waiting to hear. Send any comments or questions to me at johnmack13@gmail.com. And in the words, the Mets radio announcer, Howie Rose, if the Mets win, put it in the book. Go to my website, www.johnmack13, for your also previous shows. I hope that some of you will mark Steve's funeral and Chuck's and Chick's Good Shepherd appearance on your calendars, and you'll join us next week. And let's see, what shall I play on the way out? Alexa, play The Sidewalks of New York.
The Sidewalks of New York by Duke Ellington.
Galexa, stop. Galexa, good night. Galexa, good night.
Good night. Hope you had a great day.
Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.